welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with us today is What the Hell's Wrong.
Hey, everybody.
We are on the fifth issue. Yes.
Yep.
Of this Avengers story arc, the Kree-Skrull War. If you like to check out our previous covers, check out our last four episodes. And go ahead and start.
Yeah, so we open up to the Vision, like just falling dead. Well, not dead, but, you know, falling.
Falling through the doors of the mansion.
Yeah, with Iron Man, Captain America, and Thor, you know, looking on him. Does yours go into a weird discoloration?
Yep. Okay. He has yellow the rest of the time.
All right. That's what I thought, too. But I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, apparently this is him losing his power.
Yeah.
Like, so instead of having the green, like,
hood, hair,
you want to call it,
yeah,
it's yellow.
But they're like, he's dead. And he's like, oh, he can't. Or somebody says, they hear a voice from somewhere saying, oh, he can't be dead. And they're like, what? Where's that voice coming from?
Like, Thor's like, show yourself so we can beat you. Really, dude?
I mean, if that's what we're going to do. And then it turns out that Hank's here as Ant-Man and not the Yellow Jacket.
Yeah, I...
Because they called for an assembly of the original Avengers, and since the Yellow Jacket wasn't the original Avenger, Ant-Man was, I had to whip out my Ant-Man suit.
But here's the thing, though, and I think I forgot to mention this when we saw Hank and Janet. He quit.
Yes.
He quit. He's like, I'm resigning. We don't... Yellow Jacket is no more.
If you need my help, it'll be as a scientist, not as a superhero.
Correct. Why is he back as Ant-Man? He could easily have just come as Hank Pym.
Because then...
I mean, we know why. It's story purposes,
yeah.
But...
Anywho. So, you know, Captain America, like, picks him up, and he's like, oh, hey, little guy, you know, and...
Yeah, at no point in time did he decide to... get big again. It must just be that serum. Like, it fucks up their head.
I must always be the size that it makes me.
Yeah, like, are you...
Why would I ever be normal size again when I can be little?
Or giant. Like, come on,
oh,
guys.
Shit. But, he's like, don't worry, I have an idea. I'm going to climb inside of Vision and see if I can reboot him from the inside or some shit.
Basically, yeah.
And so he takes his, crew of ants down into Vision's throat, where they're attacked by some kind of squid-like appendages that
apparently
try to pull them into a laser beam.
The android has... Yeah, I didn't know about that either. The android has antibodies, like biological antibodies in his robot body.
Yep,
so,
and after Ant-Man loses quite a few of his...
he only loses the one.
Oh, does he?
He only loses the one, and then he sends the other two back out.
Oh, that's right, because that was Crosby of Crosby and Nash.
Yep.
Anyways, but then he sends the rest of them out, and he's like, I can get through this with my jetpack. And, yep.
So I know this is Neil Adams, but this has got some Kirby feel to it. And I'm thinking more Kirby New Gods from DC. That's just my mental images here. But he looks a lot like Orion from the New Gods.
Gotcha.
With the jetpack. And even though Orion doesn't have a jetpack, he's got a thing, a whole, like, whatever. It just, yeah.
But he falls down into his esophagus, maybe? I don't know. Actually, I don't know what parts of the body of the android he's in.
He's
supposed to be going to the brain.
It's inner space. He's have you ever seen inner space with, I think it's Randy Quaid? No, Dennis Quaid. And Martin Short.
I think
Meg Ryan's in it too.
I don't think I have.
It's basically the scientist gets put into this person's body, Martin Short, and he's going through his entire body. It's been parodied on tons of different shows. Rick and Morty's one of them, where somebody small gets put into somebody's body, and then they have to navigate their biological systems to either try and get out, and while they're doing it, they fuck up things and makes the person that whose body they're in do things that they normally wouldn't do. It's Well, this is 1970, so it's a played out trope now. But I guess it really wasn't a trope then. It's literally a giant. It confused me as well because it's he's in Vision's body, and the entire time he is being attacked by a city.
Yeah,
like it looks like a city.
There's in metal plates that come off and attack him. There's these little globules
so
of
well, the bubbles are what Vision
uses to make himself. It's his power source. Or
so
whatever.
Like anytime he wants to go intangible, he releases a bubble into his body.
Yeah,
all over his body.
Anyway,
when he wants to go strong, he releases a bubble all over his body. Like I don't know.
But one of them hits Pym's arm and makes it intangible. Which is funny because he was holding his helmet in that hand, and then he just drops his helmet. Like,
yep, because it's intangible.
Yep, but then he puts his helmet back on because I don't know why he took it off in the first place.
Because apparently you can breathe inside of an android.
Oh, ew.
I don't know. Look, we already figured out Hank Pym is not the smartest man around, okay?
The air is so sterile and stagnant. Anyways, he sees that more of these metal plates are coming after him, so he runs away. And makes himself intangible by jumping through a bubble and then, like, phases through a wall and then...
Yeah, he has to get up to the brain to reactivate.
This part really threw me for a loop right here. When he gets into this, like, little tube that just fucking shoots him off to wherever he needs to go.
It's a blood vessel.
Ah, right.
Quote, unquote, blood vessel.
But, anyways, as he's going through there and around there and stuff, he's like, oh, there's antibodies that are coming after me and more of these things. And he ends up running through his nasal cavity and out through his mouth.
Yeah, whatever he was supposed to do, he did just in time for these plates to come attacking.
Yeah. And then he gets out of there and he's like, well, peace out, guys. I was only here for this one little stint and now I'm gone.
Which again, he was called to... come back to Avengers Tower for a meeting. Saves Vision. And then he's like, all right, I guess I don't need to come to the meeting now, right?
Yeah. All
right, bye, guys.
So
I got a wife I got to go beat.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, we're not going to let that go.
Yeah.
Just like he didn't let her go.
Oh! But then Vision sets up and he's like, this is why I came here is because, you guys dismissed us and I'm very upset about it. And he's like, what the fuck are you talking about? We have nothing to do with this.
That's when Iron Man produces the letter from Jarvis.
About him quitting?
Yep.
Yeah. And Thor's like, oh, this all makes more sense, I guess. And they're like, oh, well, if it wasn't you guys, then it must have been something else. And so then all the other Avengers that had, or this goes back to when they said that they disgraced their names, blah, 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 which we learned about two episodes ago or one episode ago or whatever.
Last-ish.
But as the other Avengers, or it talks about how the Avengers went to go find Mar-Vell at the farm that he was supposed to be staying at with Carol Danvers. And when they get there, which Vision's yellow in this too now.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know why. It's bad coloring.
Yeah.
But I like how, so they get up to, it's this military safe house, okay? Out in the middle of nowhere, using air quotes as nowhere. They get up to this fence that says, keep out, no trespassing. Goliath, being Goliath that he is,
steps over the fence.
He gets big, steps over the fence. Vision's like, Wanda, you mind if I help you over? And Pietro's like, no, fuck you!
She doesn't need anything from you, she's my bitch!
It's like, okay, sure, why not?
And he's like, well, I guess I overstepped my boundaries.
Well, so he goes flying off, but I guess he goes in a different direction than Goliath went.
Yeah.
Again, Goliath, giant Goliath, Vision can't find him. So he goes flying this way. Goliath has disappeared now, and then gets zapped
by a bunch of cows.
But
not just any cows. Okay, see, this right here threw me off really bad.
Okay.
Because I thought somebody uppercutted this cow.
Yeah.
Like, I thought, the Vision, made his hand, super tangible and just,
him. Like, that would have been better.
That would have been fucking hilarious. But no, these cows turn into, dun-dun-dun, three of the Fantastic Four.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, you guys can't stop us. Yeah, I'm Mr. Fantastic. Look at my stretchy arms.
Yeah, but But the thing has stretching arms too.
Yeah. What's up with that? And then we find out why in a little bit after they knock out Wanda and Pietro. But Vision sinks himself into the ground so as to not get caught.
Oh, I forgot this issue was double-sized.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, so we're coming up to the end here. No,
nope.
We still got 10 more pages.
Yeah. So, he's telling this whole story about how his body was on auto to return to the mansion.
Which also doesn't make sense because...
Because he walked through the doors.
Right there.
And he's like, but now, you know, I must return to that farm. And everybody else is like, but not alone. We're going to go with you. And Thor's like, by the beard of Odin, I'm going to fuck this shit up or something.
And then it gets revealed what's going on.
Yep. And then it turns out that they're Skrull. And Skrull can mimic, you know, abilities. And
if you watch Captain Marvel the end of Far From
Spider-Man,
Home.
Yeah. But anyways, so, like...
Did you know that the creator of this... I can't remember what the guy who created the Skrulls hated Captain Marvel, the movie.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's like, Skrulls wouldn't do that. Skrulls are fucking dicks.
Yeah.
It's like, just when have any of those movies been accurate?
Yeah. But, so Carol Danvers is, and Captain Marvel are both
captured.
Captured, yeah. And these three, Skrull are like, ha ha ha, we caught you, and we caught these Avengers, and you're all idiots. Yeah.
There's another Avenger. We should go get him.
And it turns out being Goliath, and Rick Jones hits him in the head with an acorn or something. I don't know.
A pear, maybe. Just something. Just knocks him in the
head.
Yeah, because
and he's like, what the fuck was that? And he's like, oh, it's you little bitch. What's up? And he's like, well, you got to look out. They're not really the Fantastic Four. And he gets, you know, ass blasted. And then they catch Rick Jones because he splashes water on the Human Torch and... I don't know. He thought he was going to get away.
But he does tell, you know, when he gets captured by Mr. Fantastic, he's like, well, I know you guys aren't Fantastic Four, so who are you?
And they're like, ha, we're Skrull. Yeah, we took the place of the Fantastic Four after they turned us into cows. Yeah. That's how they all sound.
I do want to go back and actually read that, those issues where they show up.
Maybe.
Which,
maybe skim through it.
Probably skim through it. I mean, it's part of the old Fantastic Four comics, so
yeah,
I'll get that at some point.
But then Marvel's like, yeah, I'm gonna use my Uniblaster to Unibeam
blast off the mirror to
it's gonna bounce off the mirror to blow up this thing that's holding me, ha ha ha. And then he's like, and I'm free. And she's like, oh, I didn't know you were so strong. And he's like, don't worry, I'm gonna free you too, ha ha. And he's like, now the only chance I have is to make
the Omni-Wave Projector.
Yeah, so we can send a one-time message across, you know.
Yeah, it's a Kree device that the Kree use to send...
messages.
Basically, it's the intergalactic text message.
Yeah, except it's video chat.
Is it, though?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm pretty sure... you threw me out there, because I was like, I'm pretty sure it was just, like, a message.
Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Do they know Morse code?
I mean, who doesn't, right?
They don't call it Morse code, though.
They call it Morris.
But anyways, so while he's building this, the other Avengers show up and start fighting the Skrull that were pretending to be the Fantastic Four, thank you.
Yep.
And he's like, ha, it's done. And then Carol's like, may I see it, Mar-Vell? And he's like, ha! And he crushes it. And he's like, look, bitch, I was on to you from the time that you used my name just 5 seconds ago.
No, it would have been right at the beginning, right when the Skrulls were revealing their plan, and then they left. She had called him Mar-Vell.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
I forgot about that part.
I looked back into it because
I thought it was just
same thing.
Right here, and I'm like,
I thought the same exact thing.
He literally like heard her say it, and he's like, "Oh, fuck you, bitch!" And then she's like, ah, "I'm the Super Skrull. I'm better than the other Skrull because I'm super." And...
So, well, the Super Skrull. Do you know about the Super Skrull?
Nope.
When the Skrull showed up, there were four of them. The
correct.
Three and then the Super Skrull. The Super Skrull was able to take on all four properties of the Fantastic Four all at once.
Yes, I knew that part.
But he's also able to retain them.
Gotcha.
Better than the other ones. And I think he's actually able... I know you don't know Marvel or DC, but he's basically... oh fuck, you know what? Cut that part out. He's yeah. He I think he can do more than just hold Fantastic Four powers at once. Whereas a Skrull can only do one ability. Mm-hmm. He can do multiples.
Gotcha. But anyways, so he, you know, spunks,
knocks out Mar-Vell.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the rest of the Avengers are taking out the other Skrull. While this is going on, the building that they are in turns out it was actually a spaceship.
What?
And it's taking off. And Goliath's like, I'm a big dude and I'm going to grab a hold of this. But, oh, wait, that's right. I forgot. I ran out of serum today. I've used...
Well, he hasn't used it in a while. Yeah.
And so he starts shrinking. Or no, this is when he was shrinking.
Yeah, because he's trying to hold the ship down.
Yeah, and he grew to hold the ship down. And then after the ship starts taking off, he starts shrinking.
Yep. And then he starts falling.
Yeah.
But
don't worry, Thor catches him like the princess that he is.
Yep.
And then he's like, fucking, what the hell? I don't want you saving me. I'm just nobody without being a giant.
Yeah, so, because, I mean, Wanda and Quicksilver are still in there. They're still being kept, as well as Marvel.
And we find out...
Never mind. And so, yeah.
So we end with Rick Jones and Goliath being whiny little bitches.
Shocker.
We're all surprised by that, right?
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter @ComicRundown, on Instagram @ComicBookRundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Avengers story arc.